Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
About to be Monday afternoon. No Randy McMichael this week. JR from CBS Sports Radio filling in for Randy all week long. Not only filling in on this show, still doing his national show in the evening time, also carried on this radio station. So 8 hours of JR. Right here on
that?
Sports Radio 929.
That's a lot.
It is. It's a lot. Like,
it's a lot.
I just, like, by Thursday, you're just going to be tired.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know. I would be.
I'd be straight.
But not everybody's the same. Your stamina might be different than mine would be. We'll get to some damn good questions with Brian coming up at 1240. We're going to get back into some general NFL conversation in about 25 minutes from right now. And we did some of our biggest Falcons questions leading into training camp, with training camp starting this week. Just big general NFL questions. Stuff that's on your mind. Maybe quarterback competitions. Maybe new faces in new places.
There's a lot of those.
There are a lot of new quarterbacks in new places. So plenty to get into coming up in about 25 minutes with training camp set. I know some training camps have already gotten underway, but all of the training camps in the NFL set to get underway this week. So we'll get there. What else do people need to know? I don't think anything. Download the app? Like, should we just do that? Just to let them know? Download the Odyssey app?
Download the app, shawty. You ain't got to wait. Check.
Take us with you anywhere you go. Odyssey.com. Podcasts and everything. All right. Let's get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
It was. I mean, and that's, you know, I look at that and it's four in a row. So, you know, he's, I don't know. It's effective. I mean, it's like his focus or his intent is, you know, to attack hitters. He's forcing swings with the stuff that he's throwing, and man, it's really good. I mean, his delivery looks, I mean, to me, this, what I remember, looks simpler.
Nobody explains a player's success quite like Brian Snitker. No, I don't know, but it's really good.
He tries to cover up some of the failures too.
I'm not sure, but it's pretty good. I like it. Anyway, that's Snit talking about Tukey, who had another really good start yesterday. Now, he said four in a row, and people might be saying to themselves, well, he's only made two starts. But he also made two starts in Gwinnett and looked really good in those as well. So I think he's gone something like 26 innings since coming back off of the IL between Gwinnett and Atlanta for two starts. And he's throwing pitches that guys are swinging at and missing. He's going deeper into games, which is great. I mean, seven innings last night is the furthest he's ever gone into a game. But he's not walking people. That's the most important thing. That's the thing that has killed Tukey Toussaint throughout his career, is he's got this dynamic breaking stuff that is impossible for guys to hit. And he's got a good fastball.
You
got to
harness it.
But, he's walking guys. And he's letting guys get on base. And he didn't walk anybody yesterday. Had 10 strikeouts. Tukey talked about how he simplified his mechanics. I guess before he was doing kind of one of those, you know, you lift your leg and turn your back to the plate and all that. Now it's straight to the plate, which is great. Yeah, and if it's repeatable and all that, but great to see him pitching the way that he's pitching. Unfortunately, the Braves lost the game because Aaron Nola also was very good, and the Braves didn't score any runs. And so they split the series against the Phillies. They've got five games in the next 4 days against the Mets, and they're five game behind the Mets in the division. So
maybe they even things out this week. Not going to matter too much.
What do you think is going to happen? You got five games in 4 days. Like, just prediction-wise, what do you see them being able to do?
I think they'll split.
Yeah,
I think they'll split. I think it's unlikely that they just wipe them out for five consecutive. We got two games today. I doubt that they just wipe them out.
I agree with that. I also think that it's unlikely that they'll just get smoked also.
Yeah,
like, I think they'll go 2-3 or 2-3 or 3-2.
Yeah.
It would be
apropos for their season.
It would be perfectly the weekend was the perfect microcosm of the Braves season. The post All-Star break 9 games they've played have been a microcosm of the Braves season. There's no reason to think it's just who they are.
Yeah.
Joe Patrick joined us in the 11 o'clock hour and said if you look at the line graph of the season, how many games below 500 has been the most? 4?
Yeah, they haven't fallen too far.
And they've never been above.
Not yet.
So they've
waiting on that.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be amazing. It just seems unlikely that it's going to be one of the extremes either way, because there just hasn't been very many extremes either way this season.
This is the part of the year where, well, this week, you look at the trade deadline, and even after that, you just look at the calendar and go, okay, it's August.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen. Nothing is going to change. The expectations from the beginning of the season versus where we're at now, nothing is going to be spectacular. Nothing.
Well, you're not going to be able to live up to the preseason expectation. I think we're all on the same page with that one. And you can be mad about that if you want to. You can pay attention to the context of why that happened if you want to. You can blame whoever if you want to. That's fine. It's just not realistic to say, okay, last year you made it to Game 7 of the NLCS and had a 3-1 lead in the series. This year's expectation is World Series. That's not real anymore. It just isn't. Like, you don't have the same guys. You got injuries. There's all kinds of different reasons why you're not going to be able to get there. You can still make the playoffs, though. As much as the Braves have been consistently mediocre all season, luckily they play in the most consistently mediocre division in Major League Baseball. You've got, if any other division in baseball, the Braves would have a 10-game deficit right now. At best. Bigger in some divisions. Luckily, the Mets aren't particularly good either. And you got a chance to track them down a little bit over the next couple days.
Take advantage of the health. There's no DeGrom out there, forearm strain.
Yeah.
You know, they've been banged up too.
Hopefully they can. I just, you know, interesting. That's what I'm hoping for. Just be interesting as long as possible.
The best thing, if you want to have expectations for the Braves, just go to the Battery and have a beer, make it a family day, and have fun.
Yeah.
Don't count on too much on the field. It'll be up, it'll be down.
Get drunk. That's always the...
Oh.
That's what I heard. Just drink through.
Is that your advice?
Yes. Pretty much always.
Get drunk?
Yeah, just get drunk.
Age-appropriate drunk, right?
Yeah, I mean, if there's any kids out there at noon driving around listening to the show, I don't endorse... Here's the two things we don't endorse. Underage drinking.
Yes.
Or drinking at work if you're not supposed to.
Wait a minute.
Like, don't...
Don't drink at work?
Don't get fired because of this show. Because we're not going to hire you. You know what I mean? If you can get away with drink, like if you're working remotely still and you don't have any meetings today and you're not in charge of anybody's like financial future or whatever, you know, maybe it's a planning day at home. Oh. Have a cocktail at lunch.
It's okay. You said
nothing wrong with that.
You're right.
Crack open the vodka at noon. There's nothing wrong with that.
You think that's water?
Maybe it is.
Maybe
it isn't.
Maybe it's not.
And either way, you're in good company. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's hear from Draymond Green, who spoke after the United States basketball team lost to France.
We could have very easily got to, and when was the last game, Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever the game was, and Devin Booker saying, man, we lost, I'm pissed off, I'm out. Or Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday saying, man, we just won a championship, I want to celebrate, I want to stay home with my family, I'm out. I have a tremendous amount of respect for those guys for seeing it through, seeing their commitment through. You know, it's on us to make sure that we do our parts in making sure that they are rewarded with what they ultimately came here for, which is to help us compete and win a gold medal.
Yeah, I mean, good for them for being in a parade on, Thursday, and then playing in an Olympic game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a part of why the U.S. looked the way that they looked, the fact that the team hasn't been together for more than 48 hours.
Yeah.
I think you'd still be able to expect a better performance, though, than you saw
Absolutely.
From them on Sunday, especially late in the game.
Drew had a good, solid stretch there, but you got to figure the team just doesn't have continuity. I'm just a little disappointed that, I get it, it's Draymond Green. Is he going to be the mouthpiece for Team USA basketball outside of Popovich? Do we have to hear from Draymond? I mean,
it's a great question. I mean, yeah, I think the answer is yes. I think he is. I mean, he's like the...
He's the big mouth of the team.
Who do you want to hear from? JaVale McGee? Like, is that?
At least I'd get some comedy out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Draymond Green was on social media complaining about the Warriors' Instagram not having enough Draymond photos.
He was?
Yes, he was.
Why?
Because he's Draymond.
Seems like maybe focus on beating France next time.
Touche.
So they lost. An actual Olympic game. Like, this isn't the warm-up games against Nigeria or Australia that they lost over the last couple of weeks.
Six losses, I think, in there.
Yeah, it feels like something, you know, actually is going on with them. Like, maybe they're not that good, which is crazy to say because they have a lot of really good players on their team. I know there was a lot of argument yesterday about, well, Popovich isn't using the guys correctly or he's running a San Antonio offense, which obviously he is. I mean, I guess he could have adjusted it to the players that he's got, but that's what he was going to do. It just seems to me like you have a lot of talent over there and a really good coaching staff. Figure it out. Like,
It should be. Talent should be able to trump all. But the fact is, and I know this is obvious, but Team USA just slapped together a bunch of guys, and you have these other countries been playing together forever.
Yeah, that is true. You've got guys in these other teams that have been around each other more practice time, more game time, all that stuff. Hopefully, as Team USA is able to spend whatever time they can practicing over the next couple of days and these games that they have in this group stage, they can get it together. But, you know, the last thing you want is another 2004 situation.
Oh, no.
Where, you know, they struggled to win a bronze and everybody associated with that team, you know, kind of gets not completely remembered for that, obviously, but you remember what that team was and how frustrating that was.
Stephon Marbury, he was eating Vaseline not too long after that.
Yeah, you don't want to be eating Vaseline.
Shout out to Stephon Marbury.
It can't be good for me. Let's hear from Gardner Minshew, who is talking about his number.
Your mindset coming into a season where, like, realistically, they drafted, you know, who they hope to be the second coming, and you're still competitive. Like, you want to play football. I guarantee that. So how do you take into a very abnormal year?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this, man. In preparation for the competition, I haven't taken a shit in weeks. It's not an option for me. Number two is not an option. I'll tell you that. I feel like anybody that comes in and thinks that's an option, that's what they're going to get.
So he's going with the constipated route. I get it.
Wow.
Number two is not an option. I get it. Very funny from Gardner Minshew. Now, medically, if that was true,
he'd be in a hospital.
That'd be a real problem.
He'd be in a hospital.
Yeah.
He'd been in a hospital a couple days.
Yeah. That's, you know, you got to stay regular, especially when you're competing for a starting quarterback job, which he's not. He's not competing for a starting quarterback job.
They'll trade him for something sooner than later.
Yeah. We'll get back into some quarterback conversation, actually, as far as the NFL goes in about 15 minutes from right now, because that's one of the ones, as far as the rookies go, guys that were drafted in the first round last year, that you know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Trevor Lawrence is going to be starting week one. Zach Wilson is going to be starting week one. It's a little bit more interesting with the other three guys. So we'll get to that and some other quarterbacks that were on the move during the NFL offseason. But Gardner Minshew,
number two.
He's a good quote. So now, I mean, he'll be a backup quarterback for a while. He seems like one of those guys that ends up the Pat McAfee route eventually, though.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh. Because he's kind of an interesting guy.
You think he'd be on the radio making poop jokes?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, I mean,
that's what we do.
That's basically what my job description is. So all the respect to him if that's the route that he decides to go. Here's Rob Valentino talking about Atlanta United after what they did on Saturday.
You're silly if you want to make plans, right, in this game and probably in life in general. Mom always says if you want to make God laugh, make plans. So God was laughing tonight. But I was checking on him. We were the medical staff, making sure he'd feel good. And then later towards the second part of the second half, he kind of came over to get some water, and I just wanted to check on him because I thought he had something, he still had something to give us. He always says he's dangerous, and I thought there was a goal in there for him. Just checked on how he's feeling, and he told me I'm not coming out of this game. And ultimately, obviously, he would respect if I had to, but I was like, you know what? If you feel that like that, let's roll with it. Let's go.
Yeah, so that's Rob Valentino, again, the interim manager for Atlanta United, talking about Joseph Martinez. There's been some like positive silver lining type stuff as it relates to Joseph Martinez over the last week or so.
That he came back?
Yeah, that he's there. He said I love my team and I want to play
here
forever.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, that's better than what the report was over the weekend last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And then he played 90 minutes on Saturday, which is also, that's the most important thing, that Joseph Martinez is actually healthy enough to play an entire game. Unfortunately, he still hasn't scored.
Yeah.
He scored one goal in the last, what, year and a
half?
How
long?
And I know he was hurt for a good portion of that year, but when Joseph Martinez gets back to being Joseph Martinez, assuming that Joseph Martinez can be Joseph Martinez again, then maybe this offense can look like at some point we saw them look.
What are we waiting for? Next year?
Well, I guess the guys coming back from international duty would help. You know, we talked about, Randy mentioned, made a great point last week, a lot of Joseph's success scoring goals in the past has had to do with good service. I mean, he's a guy that gets on the end of good passing.
Yeah.
And he can finish well, and he finishes. So, you know, hopefully at some point all of that comes together, because we're talking about a team that just cannot score goals.
Yeah, Kanye. Put Kanye out there. make him useful for something.
Kanye was in the stands on Saturday, which continues to be weird. He just lives at the stadium now. Was it pantyhose? Like, is that he's wearing on his
never,
head?
I'm not all that familiar. That's what it looks like, right? Isn't that what you wear when you want to, like, stick somebody up?
Like, rob a bank,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I thought, the picture was, like, pixelated or something like that. At first, I was like, what is that? Why did they blur his face? Oh, no, he's got a...
Well, did he not rob people in the stands on Thursday? Did he not rob people?
Well done.
They got an experience.
$50 to get in.
Chicken, $50 to get in, $50 for chicken fingers.
Were the concessions really that expensive? Like, how does that work?
I wasn't there. Okay. I saw it.
I wasn't there either. Dylan, who filled in for Brian on Friday running the board, he went. He was there. He said he left early.
Well, he started late.
It's never good when you leave an event you paid $50 to get into early. Anyway, Joseph Martinez didn't score over the weekend. Neither did Atlanta United. They still are winless in their last 10 games. And they're not very good. So hopefully something positive happens for Atlanta United at some point. We'll come back and take a look around the NFL as training camps all get underway this week. What are some of the big NFL-related questions you have as the season is just around the corner? We'll get into that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's right, we're still called that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Hanging out on a Monday. No Randy McMichael this week. JR from the CBS Sports Network hanging out, filling in. And we'll get to Brian Gebhardt and some good questions in 20 minutes from right now, including that Bradley Beal trade question mark conversation. Yeah. Because, first of all, Bradley Beal hasn't even said he wants to be traded. But he also hasn't said he doesn't want to be traded. He used to adamantly say he never wants to leave Washington.
What's he going
to
do, rot in Washington?
But now he's like, I don't, you know, not committing one way or another. Kind of.
Just get paid and rot.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, he'll be in Washington dropping 30 points a game, being fun occasionally on national TV.
And they win what, 40?
Yeah, maybe you go to the playoffs and lose in the first round, most likely. So. Or you go someplace else. And I think the interesting part is where that someplace else may be. Because everyone's talking about Golden State, but there's other teams that have trade chips too.
Ooh.
Could benefit from a, you know, solid, bona fide, outside scoring threat who can also play lockdown perimeter defense. I don't know. I know a team that might be able to use a guy like that. Anyway, we'll get to that coming up in 20 minutes with Brian. Before we get there, though, NFL training camps across the board start this week. Falcons on Thursday. I know head coach Arthur Smith is going to be on the show with us after practice on Thursday. Don't know exactly what time that will be. We'll give you more information as the week goes on. But by the time the weekend gets here, every team in the NFL will be training at training camp and getting ready for the upcoming season. And we spent a lot of time in the 11 o'clock hour, JR, talking about our question marks regarding the Falcons. And there are plenty.
Lots.
In fact, significantly more question marks than there are knowns. And I think that's something that we've, you know, spent a lot of time this offseason getting into of, all right, what happens if this happens? What happens if that happens? What happens if that happens? Luckily, we'll get to find out not too long from now. Plenty of other
ifs.
Question marks around. Yeah, there are. There just are. There's a lot of ifs. And that's what happens when you have a new regime, right? Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff got out of here because they couldn't answer those ifs.
Got out of here?
They got him out of here because they couldn't answer those ifs. And now the new guys get a chance to try, and hopefully they do, and hopefully they do quickly. A lot of other ifs in the NFL as well, including at the quarterback position, at least a lot of new faces in new places. And the big offseason story, obviously, is what is happening with Aaron Rodgers. I still don't know. No one really does.
Does he know?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think he probably knows. And my assumption is he's going to show up eventually when he's ready to. He's going to hold him as
hostage
as he can, and then he's going to show up, and he's going to play, and he's probably going to be pretty good.
It's a nice way to stick it to the Packers.
And I think that's his goal. I think that's his plan. But that's just my assumption of what's going to happen. Who knows? There has become some Deshaun Watson conversation again today. For a long time, that was just sort of wait till the other stuff gets taken care of and
the
then maybe.
Legal
but
stuff.
Apparently, the Texans are willing to listen to trade offers for Deshaun Watson, which is the first thing we've heard from them in months.
Who's going to take the man on without understanding the legal ramifications? Who's doing that?
Probably no one.
Yeah,
probably no one.
You can be Houston and open up the door, but until there's some certainty as to, is he going to be eligible to play? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I suppose at least now, publicly, the lines of communication are open. I think that's what has happened over the last 24 hours is the Texans have, I mean, they told a reporter that, right? And
Texas
then the reporter
trash,
puts it out
man.
There. No, I agree with you. And they've made
trash.
A lot of mistakes over the last handful of years to put themselves in that position. The Deshaun Watson situation is only one part of the disaster that franchise has been for a while.
What do you think Bill O'Brien does every day?
Gets Nick Saban coffee, probably.
Yeah.
Isn't he he's the offensive coordinator at Alabama now. So, yeah, probably gets Nick Saban coffee and thanks him for hiring him there and taking him to the Nick Saban coaching rehab facility that is the Alabama Crimson Tide football program.
Let's see how he comes out of that. What NFL team, maybe as a coordinator eventually, but
I bet you, and this is just me completely basing my faith in what Nick Saban has been able to do over forever, basically, but especially over the last handful of years. I bet you Bill O'Brien is a Power Five head football coach in the next 3 years.
Oh, I wouldn't dispute that.
I bet he's got his own team in the next 3 years.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, Sark went from the lowest of lows, and I know the Falcons hired him, and then he goes to Alabama, and now he's the head coach at Texas.
Yeah.
Like,
but I'm thinking to myself, there can't be any chance in the hell that an NFL franchise looks at Bill O'Brien and just says, yeah, let's have him in charge.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that. I think going to Alabama probably was the path back to college football, and I think he probably fits in that realm a little bit better.
He didn't fit in the NFL.
Yeah, I just think his personality probably fits better, even though, you know, you can't be that hard blank college football coach these days the way that you used to be able to be either, unless you have the track record to back it up. But yeah, that's probably what he's doing. I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. I'm with you. I think probably no one will bite on that until the legal issue is actually taken care of. But maybe the conversations can start, and the teams that are interested in can sort of gauge what the Texans would be looking for.
Sit on it.
Yeah. So then when that does get taken care of, then you can go out there. Because it's the Eagles, right? It's the Panthers that would be interested in.
Broncos.
The Broncos would be interested in Deshaun Watson.
Tyrod is the guy. I don't care if Deshaun shows up. I don't care if he's on the roster. He should probably be on leave. Like, do you want the circus? Do you want him? Do you want that?
No. And that's the thing. If you made the move now, then you're bringing that in not knowing what the outcome is. Yeah. Not knowing what is going to happen.
So I'm gonna stay home.
In court. And I think from a Houston perspective, that probably, you know, that's not a bad idea. It's just such an unknown as far as what the timeline will be. Like, at this point, training camp starts on Thursday, right? Like, Deshaun Watson playing NFL football this season seems highly unlikely.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's right in the middle of his prime, who just signed a big-time contract, one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL.
What are they, 22, 23 accusers at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Does this just get poof out of nowhere in a couple of months? We got to wait a year? Like,
I don't know. And the fact that it's still sort of ongoing isn't great.
It hasn't been great since the first situation we found out.
Whatever the behind-the-scenes negotiations that are going on to settle or whatever it is.
Robert Kraft got away with going to a massage parlor.
He did? Yeah.
I guess Robert Kraft has more money.
Yeah, well, the accusations are different. There was no... Everyone was into the Robert Kraft situation. Everyone was on board with what was going on there. The accusations with Deshaun Watson are that there wasn't.
Yeah.
All right. What about the first-round quarterbacks? There's five of them. Five first-round quarterbacks from last year's draft. Who starts first? Who starts last? And what's the order in which they all make their first debut?
I think we know who's starting. You know, Trevor Lawrence, as you said, he's going to start. You look at Zach Wilson, he's going to start. On the back end, you look at, you know, Mac Jones needs to wait for Cam Newton to, you know, I guess maybe throw one too many interceptions. But Cam says he's in the best shape. He's actually healthy. And then you got Fields in the middle along with, Trey Lance out with the Niners. So I think that's pretty much the order. I went all over the damn place, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it comes down to who starts first between Trey Lance and Justin Fields, right? Like, we know week one, you're going to have Trevor Lawrence on the field for Jacksonville. You're going to have Zach Wilson on the field for the Jets. They're going to start from the beginning. It'll probably go better for one of them than it does for the other one. We'll see. And then Mac Jones will most likely at some point, either in the middle of the season or next season or whatever, end up as the starting quarterback in New England. I don't know how long that's really up to Cam.
Yeah.
How well Cam plays, I think, is going to dictate what happens with Mac Jones. I'm interested in Trey Lance, though, because I personally think that Justin Fields will be the starter at the beginning of the season.
You think they're gonna start Justin right away?
I do. I think he's just, and this goes back to what I've said throughout the entire draft process. I just think Justin Fields is so good. Like, I'm such a believer in his ability that when he gets into training camp and they start playing games, they're going to look at this guy and say, "Oh yeah, he's better than Andy Dalton."
I wish.
Not that Andy Dalton's bad, but Justin Fields is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just think that's how good he is.
I wish he was here, but that's now gone.
There's a lot of people that
I wish he was here.
That.
But having said that, I think they're going to use him right out the gate like the Bulldogs did. I think they're going to say, hey, man, we're just going to hand you off the ball and go run. Hmm. And I think ultimately they'll get to a point where they tell Andy, hey, go sit down. You're full time right now. I think that's the case. And with the Niners, I just think it's a matter of Garoppolo just, you know, he'll sprain an ankle, he'll break a fingernail or whatever the case might be. And then they'll say, hey, it's your job now.
Yeah, I'm also interested in that just with Trey Lance being the unknown that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, obviously they know him well enough to have drafted him in that position. But is it a situation where he's going to be able to overtake Jimmy Garoppolo in training camp? Is it a situation where he's going to be able to overtake him in the preseason? Is it going to have to be an injury where he gets a shot and then gets out there and proves that he's willing, that he's able to do it?
There's going to be a game where Garoppolo does something with a knee and he's going to be out for a series or two and everyone will be excited about what this super athlete does and they'll be pining for Trey Lance just to start the next game. And the Niners are very interesting. I'm not as interested in them with all of the returns from the injuries last year, but I just want to see what happens at QB.
Yeah, and I personally think Garoppolo probably will start this season, and then at some point that will transition. I don't know if it'll be like a Tua situation where they have it planned when it'll be, or if it'll be an injury like you're talking about. But yeah, I think the Niners are going to be really good. They had a ton of injuries last season. They had $100 million worth of payroll on the injured list at one point last season, and they're getting all that back. So we're talking about a team that was, you know, a couple different decisions away by Kyle Shanahan from winning a Super Bowl 2 years ago, and then injuries knocked their season off the rails last year. There's no reason to think that they can't get back. They're almost like, we hope, we're almost like the Braves, where they're a roster that's in position that's very talented, and then everything goes wrong in one season, but the championship window is still open. Like, you still feel like they've got the ability to do it. What about the quarterbacks that are in different spots that aren't rookies? Guys that weren't drafted, guys that were traded or free agents or whatever that are going to be making starts for new teams this year.
Big one. You talk about still the NFC West. You got to look at the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a lot of people who are extremely high on them now that they picked up Stafford. But then they've also lost some defensive starters. They're missing some of their corners. So I think their defense is going to take a step back. The offense should be better. And so I kind of think that's a wash to a certain degree. Granted, the quarterback is the most important position.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to suffer on defense just a little.
And it's such a tough division.
Obviously,
there's so much talent in that division.
Seahawks, they're all going to be beating the mess out of each other.
I'm still very excited to see what Stafford looks like in McVay's offense.
And enough, just out of the state. How about that? Not even the city, but I'm talking about Michigan, just far away.
Right. And then to lose Cam Akers last week is tough. Obviously, that really sucks. That puts a little bit of a damper on the expectation. I still expect the offense to be really good. I'm just looking forward to seeing Stafford play with McVay, playing that offense, and McVay having a quarterback that can throw the ball the way that
everybody,
he can.
Every star I've ever heard of, they always wanted to leave the Lions. He got his wish.
Yeah, and now Goff's there, so you know.
Yeah, he ain't no star. He just gets paid
too.
Like one.
We'll come back and get to some damn good questions with Brian. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Concerts West, as they present the Rolling Stones No Filter 2021 North American Tour. The Rolling Stones are back. The No Filter Tour returns to Atlanta on November 11th. 2021 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. Listen to 92.9 The Game all week for your chance to win tickets to see the Rolling Stones. What would you say is the most iconic musical group you've ever seen live?
Oh, live?
Because if the you go see the Rolling Stones, man. That counts as, you know, it's obviously not the Rolling Stones from the 60s or whatever, but it's still the same dudes.
A group? You're really making me think. I have a bunch of solo acts that just...
You could say in a solo act, too. That'd be okay.
Iconic,
the best musician,
solo?
The most iconic musician you've seen live.
Oh, Mariah Carey?
That's pretty good.
Mariah?
Yeah. What year?
Maybe 10 years ago.
Okay. We learned some information about Randy and Mariah Carey a couple weeks ago when his mom was on the show. That was solid. I saw Tribe Called Quest perform live, gosh, maybe 15 years ago. So obviously it wasn't in the heyday of Tribe Called Quest.
Yes, but that's classic.
But it was still really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it was so good. And they did all the stuff that you would expect them to do. They had great energy. Like, it was really good weather. It was outside. It was really good weather.
It was a festival?
It was a festival.
Yeah. Nice.
It was so cool. It was one of those moments where, like, you're seeing it and you're watching it, and it's just like, pinch yourself. Like, try to remember everything about this, because I love them so much.
Right.
Like, and being able to see, I've never seen Outkast. Haven't had a chance to
see
Outkast. Hopefully someday I'll get that opportunity. Who knows if that'll ever happen again. But
there's been so many concerts, and it just goes by like a blur to a certain degree.
Yeah, no, there's a lot, especially here.
You can pick out memories, certain memories.
Yeah, oh, man, hopefully. I know Brian, you got to see him, right? Brian got to see him last time they performed together in Atlanta. Hopefully they'll do that again and we can go. All right, we'll get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour coming up. We'll get into some Hawks off-season rumor. The draft is on Thursday, but there's some interesting rumors being circulated about guys the Hawks may be willing to trade coming up at about 1:20. Before we do any of that, though, let's get to Brian and some damn good questions.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gephardt.
Brought to you by Piedmont Bank. Get a better banking game plan with the team at Piedmont Bank, with locations across the metro. See how knowing you better serves you best. Visit them at Piedmont.bank. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that Outkast concert was a lot of fun. That last set in Centennial Olympic Park. It was just such great energy to be a part of that, and really glad I got a chance to do that.
So jealous.
You know, we were joking during the NBA playoffs, if the Hawks got to an NBA Finals when they were in the Eastern Finals, maybe that's what it takes for that Outkast reunion. Yeah, which hopefully in the coming years we get that. Maybe with the addition of a guy like a Bradley Beal, perhaps, because the Hawks are rumored to be one of the teams potentially interested in Bradley Beal. Now, most of the smoke has come from the Warriors wanting to get Bradley Beal. Any sort of trade that would have to include Andrew Wiggins in that trade. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that from the Warriors' perspective, since they're the most rumored team? And would you be willing to go all in if you're the Hawks for a guy like Bradley Beal?
I don't think so. All in? I mean,
all in terms of you're going to have to trade two really, really good pieces. Mm-hmm. And one of them might have to be John Collins in a sign-and-trade type of a situation if you do that. And you'd have to include some other sort of young player that's pretty good, whether that be a Cam Reddish or Kevin Huerter or, you know, one of those types that's on that rookie scale. Would you push all the chips in if you were the Hawks, if you were able to do something like that?
Can I hedge really quickly before
course.
I answer that? What is it being, because the Warriors would be trading the 7th overall pick and Wiseman, right?
And they have another pick,
and potentially
too.
Their other two, because they got two lottery picks. I think it's 7 and 14.
Yeah, they're close, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, that's a ridiculous haul if you're Washington, right? So if you're the Hawks, then if you're going to try to meet that, okay, you got the 20th pick this year, right? So that's not as good as the 7th pick, they got other picks.
And it'd be the talent, but...
Yeah, you'd be banking on them being more interested in your talent. I don't know what Wiseman's going to be. John Collins looks pretty damn good, though.
Yeah, I think... If I'm Washington, I'm taking the approach of what Golden State has, and I think it's more of a perfect match than for us, to be honest. Because I look at Bradley Beal, what is he going to give you? 30 points flat. But what you'd also sacrifice is depth, also into the future. I don't know if having a backcourt with Trey, we know what he's going to give you 30 and 10, and another dude who just drops 30 himself. I mean, this might be a similar situation of what Bradley Beal just left with Westbrook.
Here's what I like about it. Like, if you could pull it off, and it would be like a sign and trade for Collins, and you throw in Cam Reddish or something like that. And I know people are very excited about Cam Reddish right now. I understand that. But that's also because his value is crazy high right now. And you may be able to pull something off like this. Like, Bradley Beal is a star. And he also plays really good perimeter defense. So you're talking about a starting lineup now that would be Trey and Bradley Beal. You'd have to find a way to bring Bogey off the bench, which, if you're bringing Bogdanovich off the bench, what an incredible situation to be in.
What are you filling out? Just
DeAndre Hunter?
Guards, and more guards?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, you'd be in that difficult situation of DeAndre Hunter, you're banking on him being healthy, back, ready to go to start the season.
Kongu, we have no idea.
But then what do you do if Collins is gone and that's the direction you're going with the rest of your lineup? Is that a start Danilo Gallinari situation? Is that because you're a Kongwu, you can't really start a Kongwu and Capella at the same time.
No,
they're
similar.
Pretty similar, yeah. So it would cause some trickle-down questions.
It would make them...
But Bradley Beal, man, like,
yeah,
that...
Yeah, but it would make them... I think the approach for the Hawks shouldn't just be, oh, let's just grab a star. They've been able to build. They've been able to kind of surprise in what we saw just a few weeks ago, a month ago. I don't think you just pull the trigger on a Beal to potentially say, we got a star. I think it makes them incrementally better, or it could, but it wouldn't skyrocket them, I think, into just like, boom, we're in the top one, two, or three.
How important is it for the Hawks to get that second elite scorer? Because that's what they missed in the playoffs this year. I mean, throughout the playoffs, mainly due to injuries, Danilo Gallinari was your second most consistent offensive player. So could you really head into another postseason potentially, again, you know, hopefully you have healthy Hunter, healthy Reddish, but you can't roll into another playoffs as that is the situation, can you?
I've looked at it for the past several years and said, hey, they need someone else. Like, ideally, yes, they do need a secondary wing to help out with Trey, but get somebody on your own terms. Like, don't just say, hey, Bradley Beal is here, let's just go get him. Like, these dudes in the NBA, it's like everybody changes their mind every 4, 5, and 6 months. I don't think they need someone who's a shorter guard. He plays defense. He drops 30. But, hey, who the hell knows? Somebody else might be available down the line. I wouldn't just say, oh, well, let's do it. Who the hell knows? You might be able to keep Collins on your own price.
You might.
You might be able to bring in a guard. Who knows?
You might.
Reddish might eventually.
I'm hearing all of the points that you're making, and they all make sense. But it's a lot of like, well, this could happen or that could happen. You don't know if somebody's going to want to come here.
I wouldn't do it unless I thought it would take us straight to the top. Be competitive with Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Be competitive with the Bucks. Don't make a giant move just to say, hey.
Then you got two guys that can score with those guys, though. You got Trey and Beal, who could go 30 any night.
Would you favor them against those teams?
The Nets, when healthy, that's a tough one. When the Nets are healthy, that's a tough one. But it's interesting. And look, Bradley Beal might not even be available. He might want to stay in Washington. We don't even know if he's available. We'll get into more of some of what the offseason rumors have been. Coming up at 1:20, because Cam Reddish's name keeps coming up over and over again. We'll come back, though, and get into what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.